Welcome to the next Singing and Slaying podcast. My name is Peter Jones. I'm pastor of Christ Church of Morgantown in Morgantown, West Virginia. I have 9 children. 6 of them are boys. 3 of them are teenage boys. So the issue of sexuality and sex and girls and all the different things that you see on Fox News and walking down the street and at Walmart comes up quite often in our household, especially in private conversation. And the temptation can be as we talk to our children to try to address all the different deviant forms of sexuality. Okay, son, here's why homosexuality is wrong. Or here's what's wrong with sleeping with a girl outside of marriage. Or here's what's wrong with masturbation. Or here's what's wrong with this or that. And it can get tiresome and it can get hard, as it feels like every time you turn around, there's another form of deviant sexual expression that you're going to have to discuss with your children. Okay. I should probably say at the beginning of the podcast here that this is it's not going to be R-rated, but it's probably going to be PG-13 rated podcast. So if you want to, if you got little kids and they're sitting around listening, you may want to either put on some earphones or have them exit the room. If you got teenagers, they should stick around probably. They can, if you wish, they can stick around and listen to this as well. But as I've tried to discuss this with my sons, and as I think about my daughters, my oldest one's 9, but in a few years she's going to enter in that stage as well, how do we, as Christians, how can we possibly address all the deviant forms of sexual activity? And well, the answer is, you don't have to. Okay? The answer is, we don't need to do that. What we need to do is give our children a clear vision for what is proper sexual expression. What is the proper way, the way God made sex and men and women to work? And if you do that, it decomplicates it. Okay? It makes it less complicated. And all we have to do with this is go back to Genesis 1 and 2. In Genesis 1 and 2, we see that how God made the world at the beginning was one man, one woman, in a marriage covenant for the purpose of fruitfulness, joy, pleasure, and communion with one another, and obviously, ultimately, for the purpose of bringing glory to God. That's how he made them. One man, one woman, in a marriage covenant to produce children, to enjoy one another physically, to enjoy one another emotionally, to bring glory to God, to further his kingdom. That's the way God made the world to work. That means anything outside of that is deviation, is a sin. Okay, so let's go down the list. All these are mentioned in the Bible as well, but we can learn it just from Genesis 1 and 2 that these things are wrong. Bestiality. Why is it wrong to have sex with animals? Well, because that is not one man, one woman in a marriage covenant, and it cannot produce children. Okay? Adam, when the animals came up to him, it says he did not find a helper suitable for him. Then no animals worked. Well, there's lots of reasons for that, but one is they could not be fruitful. All right? Second, eliminates fornication. Fornication is sex before marriage. That is wrong because sex is supposed to take place in the marriage covenant. It eliminates polygamy. Why? Because you're supposed to have one man and one woman, not multiple women and not multiple men. It eliminates sodomy because it is one man and one woman. It eliminates lesbianism because it's one man and one woman. All right? It also eliminates some lesser sins such as masturbation because masturbation is... Masturbation is a sensitive topic, and there's Christians who disagree with me on this point. But I would argue that because the proper realm of sexual expression is the marriage covenant, okay, that masturbation, besides having some negative effects on your view of sexuality, is improper because it's not within the marriage covenant. It is not one man, one woman being sexually active together. That is the goal, and that is the aim that God set out from the beginning, okay? The only deviant sexual practice that it really doesn't address is that of marrying someone, your close relative. And that comes later in Leviticus. But you don't see in Genesis 1 and 2 that you couldn't do that, okay, in Genesis 1 and 2. But every other deviant sexual practice, prostitution, homosexuality, lesbianism, having multiple wives, anything you can think of, pornography is even eliminated by this. Again, because proper sexual expression is you and your wife. It's not you and someone else's wife or someone else's actress or whatever it is. Okay, it eliminates all these different forms of sexual expression. So what we want to teach our children is not, we don't want to have this long list of all the things they're not supposed to do. What we want to do is give them a vision of what they are supposed to do. God has created this wonderful, marvelous thing called sex. It is a great thing that He's created for the furtherance of His kingdom by reproducing and by creating fellowship and joy and being a picture of Christ in the church. He's created it for our pleasure. He's created for our enjoyment. He's created for all of these reasons, but it's supposed to be confined within the marriage covenant. Right? That's where God put it. That's where He wants it. So we teach our children this. And then when they run into somebody at work, or they run into somebody at school, or they run into a neighbor who's like, hey, I've got two mommies, or hey, you know, there's these two guys down the street who are living together. Why is that wrong? Where you can go, well, in the beginning, God made them male and female and put them in a marriage covenant, and that's the proper realm for sexual expression. All right. That's the goal and that's the aim. Right? So we don't have to address all the possibilities out there. Thank goodness, because it feels like every day they're coming up with something new. I mean, it seems like the ability of the human mind to be sexually deviant in our age is mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling, right? But we don't have to keep up with it all, catch it all, explain it all. All we've got to do is go, okay, kids, here's God's plan, and it's a good plan. It's a wonderful plan. It's the way He made the world, and it's the way it's going to work best. When you go outside of that plan, bad things happen. Bad things happen physically, right? Bad things happen emotionally and spiritually and psychologically. Bad things happen culturally and socially. Okay, so when we go outside of this man-woman relationship, this covenant of marriage, where sexual expression is okay and where fruitfulness is part of the goal, then when you go outside of that, it is destructive and dangerous and hurts people and hurts you. That's what we want to teach our children. So my encouragement to all the parents out there is don't try to pick up all the pieces that the world is broken. Just tell them, hey, listen, tell your kids, listen, this is the way God made it. This is the way it's supposed to work. And it will help us. It will help us help them see that this is good and this is what God wants it to be. This is how God made it to be, I should say. Well, that's all I have for today. Thank you for joining me. Again, this is the Singing and Slaying podcast. You can find me at singingandslaying.com. And you can also find me at christchurchofmorgantown.org. You can search me out on Facebook and Twitter as well if you're interested in that sort of thing. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day. I hope this is encouraging to you, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks.